was in Rochester for a few days, and a lot of Lucky Louie fans up there. And people you would never expect, like, you know, proper women that don't have a dirty mind. And I'm like,
that's
what?
The weird thing. It's mostly older people. There's always older in New York. Every corner I'm waiting for a red light, some older Jewish woman puts her hand on my chest kind of sexually and says, "You are wonderful." Like old Jewish ladies and old black couples, well-dressed, come up to me. And say that, you know, they love the show, and then take my wallet and stuff.
That was the problem. You just needed white people.
I didn't
a lot of white people.
There's more white people
the show.
In America.
I didn't expect the soccer moms.
I just didn't.
You know, and that's what I see a lot. They come up and go, that show is so honest, and the language, it was real. And,
well, when I started doing material about having a family on stage, I thought I was going to get booed for the stuff I was going to say, because I did it out of frustration. I didn't think it would be make me successful. I was going on stage and saying stuff like, now that I have a baby, I understand babies in the garbage. Like, I wouldn't do it, but for the first time, I get it. Like, I totally visualize it. And it's true, every parent, actually, your head goes to, like, okay, who would know? Like, how many people have seen this baby? I'm like, oh, yeah, they got her footprint at the hospital. Ah, forget it now, it's not going to...
Could I explain it away?
They're going to come around. Hey, what happened? What, we didn't have a baby, what are you talking about? But so I would do jokes about that, and I thought I'd just get booed, and I was just doing it for my own... And soccer moms would come up to me after shows.
Sure.
And say, thank you for doing
this. Thank you, I did kill my baby.
I threw my baby in the garbage. I didn't realize how funny it is that I did so.
Louis, what's the most frustrating thing about being a parent?
I think it's the spouse. I think if I was alone, I'd be fine.
Alone with a kid?
Yeah, seriously. I got two. And I sort of think in my head, because you do the virtual reality, okay, my wife dies, and the kids are still around, you know, to get a nanny. I mean, I could do it.
Wait till your kid turns 16 and stays out all night drinking and lies at 16.
Oh, boy.
The only thing that would be better is if I dropped her off.
All night long going from party to party.
Is that what's happening with the hot boss daughter?
Yeah, no, I haven't had any. I haven't started. That's a whole new level where the person actually has a life that you have to worry about.
Right.
And to me, I have two girls, so I just don't want them to depend on guys. That's all. I really don't care if they're hookers as long as... I guess that is depending on guys, but...
Yeah.
In a big way.
Hookers are not really independent of spirit.
Yeah. No. But, no, the hard part is when they're babies, it's that you don't sleep and you really get on edge and you want to kill people.
Yeah.
And but there's endless reservoir of energy for the kids. I mean, they're crappy people. They don't care about you. It's a one-way relationship. They're mean-spirited. They smell bad too. A lot of the time, like my daughter won't bathe. And we have a baby, so we can't force her anymore. Like, we just go, fine, just sleep in your clothes. Nobody cares anymore. But she starts to stink. Like, she's got this little girl vagina smell that is kind of...
Oh,
really,
my
It's really
God.
Hard to take. It's really hard. It's disgusting.
Do you have an Arab kid?
What's that? Well, if any kid, you don't wash them. They stink.
The reality is there's not much joy, right, when they're young?
Well, but there is. There's enough that it does makes all that worth. It doesn't bother me. Uh-huh. Like, she'll be really rude to me, and I think it's funny, and I'm proud of her. I want her to be rude and self-expressive. I want her to take from people and crap on them. And abuse them, because that's how you get ahead in the world.
I can never understand when I see a father with, especially daughter, young daughters in a store or anywhere, and they go into that baby talk thing, and it's like, Jesus Christ, this is a grown man who is now, you know, he was probably into, you know, he was under the hood of his car turning a wrench at some point with his buddies drinking beers, and now he's... Gooby baby talk. No, baby. No, darling, we can't do that. No. And you just look and go, what happened to you?
Yeah. No, I don't talk to my daughters that way.
No?
They know. I just talk to them like, because that's stupid. It's retarded.
It really is.
Your kid, it talks like a baby, because your kid is stupid, and your kid doesn't know how to make real words yet. Your kid sucks at talking. So you're going to teach them by talking like them?
Yeah.
How dumb is that? Like, parents that take their kids' words, do you want Mickey, Milky, Mickey, Mickey? Say milk, so the kid learns how to say milk. So they can get a job. Don't retard their verbal development by talking like them.
The only people you should just baby talk on are the elderly.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to humiliate them.
Well, there was a little...